Kendra Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you again.
And you, my friend. Now, a holiday rep has been hurt in an acid attack.
Yeah, this is pretty horrible. And these kind of things are happening more and more often. We've seen a few of these in London. This one has happened to a British woman in Portugal. She's a holiday rep. Her name is Eleanor Chessel. She's 28. She's from the Isle of Wight. And she was working at a four-star hotel as a holiday rep in the Algarve, which is a beautiful part of Portugal. Holiday central, really. Wonderful beaches, perfect weather. Very, very popular with British and Irish holidaymakers this time of the year. We don't know what is behind it, but someone threw acid at her, and she's in hospital. And she's been transferred to Lisbon, the Portuguese capital now. Police in Portugal looking into it. No arrests made so far, but absolutely despicable that someone has thrown acid at her.
Yeah, certainly is. Horrible indeed. Let's hope that they get to the bottom of this and it's somebody she doesn't know, but it's just hard to comprehend as well. It's shocking almost that, like the fact that at a British theme park there, a schoolgirl has been killed. What happened, Ender?
Well, the investigation gets underway today. Drayton Manor is one of the most popular theme parks in the UK. It's in Staffordshire, in the English Midlands. The victim is an 11-year-old girl. She's from an Islamic school in Leicester. It was an organised school trip, and she was on a ride called Splash Canyon. Now, basically, it's like a river rapids ride. You get on board, and this little vehicle just kind of bobs its way down through the water. We don't know what has happened, but something has gone quite catastrophically wrong. She's ended up in the water. Staff at the theme park managed to get her out very quickly. She was airlifted to hospital in Birmingham, and that is where she died. An 11-year-old girl from Leicester on a school trip to a theme park. Full investigation underway, and a community devastated.
Yeah, certainly would be. Now, what's one of the Norwegian royal family members been up to? A prank?
Yeah, this is quite funny. So they've had a big birthday bash for King Harald and Queen Sonja of Norway. I can't say they're as prominent as the royal family in this country. I wouldn't recognise either of them if I met them.
Well, my brother-in-law's Norwegian. He speaks about them a fair bit.
Oh, well, I'm sure they're very important to him. No, they look lovely people. They've had a big birthday bash in Oslo, the Norwegian capital, for King Harald and Queen Sonja. What the papers here have picked up on, and they find it quite funny, Sophie Wessex was there representing the Queen, her daughter-in-law, and, you know, lots of European royals there, big bash, everyone's in their finery. Crown Prince Haakon, who is their son, he's 43, he turns up for the dinner and he's got a full beard. He excuses himself midway through the dinner, goes off to the gents, and when he comes back, he's completely clean-shaven. And the papers reckon he just got a bit bored and he just did it for a laugh. But it's quite a funny before and after picture. He just, you know, it's a guy with a beard and then completely clean shaven 10 minutes later. Probably just having a laugh at the photographers or minor Norwegian royal wondering if anyone would even notice.
Well, you've picked it up. I think that's great. That's hilarious. I'd love to pull a prank like that. I might try it myself with the next family photograph that I have to attend, Ender.
Oh, what a wag to have Crown Prince Haakon. He must be. If that's the funniest thing he could come up with, what a wag.
Good stuff. We'll chat tomorrow. Thanks, mate.
See ya.